This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The European Union has urged all political actors in Tunisia on Monday to respect the country's constitution and avoid violence. The call for calm comes after Tunisia's president ousted the government and froze parliament with help from the army. The European Commission spokeswoman said they are closely following the latest developments in the country. Tunisia faced its worst crisis in a decade of democracy on Monday after President Kais Saied ousted the government and froze parliament. He made the move with help from the army, and it's being denounced as a coup by the main parties. Protesters celebrated the president's actions, but his critics accused him of a power grab that threatens Tunisia's young democracy. Chief among them was the parliament speaker. Ennahda party leader Rached Hanouchi tried to enter parliament overnight, but police and military forces guarding the site stopped him. A senior U.S. diplomat has called on China to look beyond differences and work with the United States on difficult global issues. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says issues such as climate and the COVID-19 pandemic are necessary to address as a responsible global power. Sherman was responding to Chinese Deputy Foreign Minister Xie Feng. Xie told her in a meeting Monday that China wants to shelve differences while seeking common ground. U.S. stock indexes fell from record highs on Monday. This as locally listed Chinese firms tumbled on tighter regulations in the mainland, marking a poor start to a week packed with technology earnings and a Federal Reserve meeting. More on VOAnews.com. This is